I've had my share of bad Thanksgivings. Family arguments, odd combination of guests, friends who wouldn't eat the dinner for fear of salmonella poisoning. I guess they didn't believe the shack kitchen met Washington State Health Department standards. I don't ask for much, just plenty of food and libation with folks who are friendly. We've had storms and power outages. Didn't matter. We got a cook stove and plenty of oil lamps. The one Thanksgiving I remember most, we had maybe 8 of us at the table, all neighbors and friends. Dinner was fine, the conversation was pleasant, the adult beverages were working their warm glow. All it seemed was well in this little corner of the world. And there was still dessert on its way. Somewhere in that toasty conviviality, one of our guests, the eminent Dr. S., who preferred the high-class moniker to her given name, decided it was time to go around the room, each of us, and offer us assembled Epicureans our best scenario of leaving this mortal coil. Maybe she was working up a postdoctoral thesis, I don't know, but she insisted everyone make public our favorite manner of death. She, in fact, would begin. Maybe a good host would have let this proceed, which, in fact, I did, not quite believing this was actually going to be our dinner entertainment. The doc wanted to die on her blue water boat cruising the world, a watery demise. She had quite a romantic narrative to fill in the plot. I could feel my cranberries curdling somewhere buried beneath turkey and dressing. "Who wants to go next?" she asked, and a neighbor friend began hesitantly, mistakenly thinking the house rules somehow made confessionals mandatory. "Wait," I demanded. "It's Thanksgiving, for crying out loud, not the Day of the Dead. Maybe we could tell what we're thankful for and forget this morbid death fantasy stuff. No good. It's no damn good." A few years later, the doctor nearly did die on her sailboat near the Fuji Islands. Demasted the boat in a storm, motor conked out, the radio gave up the ghost, and now they were adrift in the South Pacific. A dream come true for the skipper, maybe, but for the crew, a couple of friends from the South End, not so much. I wonder today, before I go in for Thanksgiving dinner, what poor yahoos are sharing turkey with her this year. Me, I'm thankful, big time. I'm not sharing it with her.